Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Mr. Guy Schoen, MD for Explain the Market. He's reminded me off air that we met through the Metro newspaper, not on a date, but he used to have a column there. You explain the markets. Is that easy? I see today we're going to talk about review of the CMA's report into the banking market. Oh, I hate the banks. I'm happy to go on record with that. I don't think they play fair.
Well, plenty of people do. And I think part of the role of, well, in fact, In a sense, the only role that the CMA have had is to try and make things fairer. So you look at their website, you look at their documents, and their reason for being is to promote competition in the market. And I think one of the reasons people have been so disappointed with the report that they produced on Tuesday was that it seems to focus, I think, a lot more on quality of service provision rather than actually how do we go about specifically solving the problem of competition. So there's lots of mention of how can we make, in fact the report itself is sort of deliberately called making the banks work harder for customers or making them work harder for you. But so there's this attempt to kind of connect with real people and say, look, we're doing a great job holding them to account on your behalf. But if you listen to what people are really saying, and I spend a decent amount of time listening and talking to people in research groups, people seem to say that they're interested in clarity and transparency at a corporate level, at a market level, whereas the regulator always seems to be suggesting that people are interested at transparency at a product level. You know, so tinkering around with charges, making charges a little bit more clearer is helpful, but it's not really solving the problem that the same five or six banks have got this dominant hold on things that they've had for, you know, for years and years and years. So I think, you know, the one good thing in the report was this open API piece that they've got, and this is a project that's going to be kicked off to ensure that banks share information with other competitors, so that people can go on through social media or other forms and actually see what other banks are offering and kind of connect up accounts they've got with other accounts. I think that's relatively useful. But to describe it as a breakthrough in the job of increasing competition, I think is not quite right.
Well, the old Tip TV studios were in Cheapside, and I walked down there one day, and there was a new Metro bank there, and I thought I'd go in, okay, Challenger Bank, new world we live in. There was a dog bowl, very impressive. There was a sign on the door that they open Saturdays. I thought that's good. Even though sort of my local bank's now open on a Saturday. And then I saw the FX rates, okay? And they were so wide, you could drive a bus through them. I thought, nothing's changed here. They're just getting in on the act of ripping us off.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is that I'm not sure, but I wonder whether 10 or 15 years ago it might have been possible to get away with pretending to be something you're not with the public. I'm not sure. I certainly know that now it isn't really, it's not easy to do that. And people, because of things like social media and because of just the cumulative effect of years of frustration with this market, people are starting to ask questions, not about products, but about motive and intent.
Yep.
And who owns you and how do you make your money?
Yep.
And I think the group who are going to find it most uncomfortable next year are actually these giant challenger banks. So your TSBs, your Virgin Monies, because they've made a big thing out of the fact that they're so-called challengers. But if you examine the facts, the mechanics of their businesses,
they're no different.
There's nothing challenging about them. Same products, you know, their ownership structures are quite similar. You know, they're a part of a big corporate entity, and even the advertising. You know, they talk about things that weren't innovative, you know, sort of 5 years ago, and represent them as new developments. So I think they're going to find it tough when some of these smaller, genuine challengers start to come on the scene and start to show an agility and a responsiveness that they can't match. And on the flip side, if they can't fight in the same way that the giant banks can, because they don't have the resources. So I think they might find it tough being sort of stuck in the middle.
So just to wrap up, in terms of education and explaining markets, what's very headline-y for you at the moment? What are people asking you the most at this point in time?
The big one for me is about this issue of explaining market-level insights, not product-level insights. So there is a sense that the government agencies and the corporate bodies love to talk about product-level information because it distracts from answering the big questions. You know, for example, why does the banking market still not work properly? You know, why are we still talking about tinkering with products rather than talking about how could we actually, you know, make fundamental changes? So people talk about fundamentals, whereas industry and government talk about tactical and tinkering. And it's that gap that I think is causing some problems, particularly with trust. But I think it's also the area where there's some opportunity to innovate and perhaps listen to people a little bit better.
Guy, as always, lovely to see you. I don't interview you enough. You are Guy Schoen, MD for Explain the Market. Finally, if anyone wanted to get in touch with you to sort of to do anything, so to speak, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can tweet me at Guy Schoen. Yep. Come to, you know, Google me. I'm on YouTube, various places, lurking about, talking about stuff. So please get in touch. And if you've got any views on what I've discussed today, I'd love to hear them.
Love the feedback. Okay, that's Guy Schoen, MD for Explain the Market. Let's take a very quick break, and then we're going to come back to review single stocks with Zach Mir from Zach's Trader Cafe. Straight back after the break. Thank you.